Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue through the devotional journal, Watch Your Mouth, Choosing Words Which Honor Christ, we're looking at the topic of choosing tested words. The verse that I use to kind of start this devotion is kind of an interesting verse because it's well, it describes the process of why you would use tested words, but in reality, there's a hidden agenda in this verse. But it's Joseph as he interacts with his brothers, and they're not knowing who he is as he's in charge of the grain distribution in Egypt. And he tells them to bring proof, to go back and if they return and if they do what he says, then their words would be tested that they are indeed a single family. But if they don't return as he requested, if they don't follow what's been asked of them, then they will be known as spies. Well, obviously Joseph knew who they were. He wasn't testing them for his benefit. In reality, he was testing them for their benefit. But I still chose to use that verse because the heart behind it really asks and begs the question, are your words true? Do people trust your words? I suspect that we all have people that we believe what they say and people that we don't believe what they say. And normally, especially with people that we've known for over a period of time, the determining factor has to do with how believable they've been compared to how unbelievable. How trustworthy their words have been compared to how untrustworthy they've been. It's kind of the little boy that cried wolf story. If we use words that are a mix of truth and a mix of not truth, people get tired of sorting through it, and pretty soon it's just easier to assume that all our words are untruthful. And so the importance of using tested words, words which have stood up to time, stood up to the test, words that people have investigated. Words which have proven to be trustworthy. You see, those are the people that we believe without question. They've never failed us. In the times where their words have not held up, they've admitted that somewhere something went wrong. But it's when we just throw words out there. One of the difficulties with social media specifically is this vast label of fake news. And it's interesting because those that control the process have decided to start labeling things that they disagree with as fake news, and they have all kinds of labels where it's true but it's not in context, or it's not complete, or it's just false, or But it seems like it's a pretty one-sided labeling. And so even their fact checkers seem to not have stood up to the test of consistency. Now, the wonderful thing about choosing tested words is we have an incredible source of them to choose from if we would only open it up and use it. And that's God's Word. God's Word has been tested time and time again. It's been tested in your life. It's been tested in my life. And it's never been found wanting. Oh, we may have tested it and not liked it. We may have tested it and disagreed with it. But it's always been true. And when we begin to base our words on the Word of God, and not just simply repeating Bible stories and things that we've heard from Scripture, but telling them in the context of how they've been tested in our life. You see, sometimes we're so afraid to show people that we kind of disconnect from the Word of God. And we present it as a story. And we present our life as a separate story. But to recognize that the testing of our words says that what I talk about in relationship to Jesus is real because I've experienced it. When Paul writes and says that we're to comfort one another with the same comfort that we ourselves have received from Christ, well, it's probably a good thing then for people to know about our sufferings, about our struggles, about how God has indeed comforted us. So it's not just theory, it's not just story. It's God at work in our life. It's one of the reasons that I include personal stories so many times of how God has carried me through. Because I grew up with a love and hunger and desire to read. I was consistently reading through the Bible by the time I went to kindergarten because it was the book that we had at home that was most readily available. But somewhere in my life, those stories that I loved and still love so much became real because they became tested. I discovered that God would carry me through. When the doctors say that there's nothing more they can do to help your daughter, and God just happened, I love the just happened, God sent along a doctor who believed that there was one other thing that they could do, and that was to pray. And as I tell people the story, I says it wasn't a jump out of bed, run home miracle, but it was a beginning of a month-long process that restored our daughter's health to the level that it was. There's still difficulties, but God carries us through those. You see, when God says He will never leave us or forsake us, so many times in the depths of our despair, we feel that He has left us. And we cry out to God, as we should, but that's what people hear. And it's okay for people to hear that, but they also need to hear the rest of the story. And Jesus is on the cross. He cries out to God, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Now, if that's the only thing we know about Jesus and his relationship with his Father, we're in pretty sorry shape. But we know the rest of the story. That it was my sin, it was your sin that God was turning his back on, that God could not be in the presence of. That his Son was indeed loved. As you read through the Psalms and David cries out in despair time and time again. And well, this is a man after God's own heart, and look at how horrible his life is. But that's not the whole story, and we know that because we read the rest of it. God comforts him. God restores him. God carries him through the valley of the shadow of death. You see, those words have been tested. We can see the proof of that testing in the Bible characters, but we can see the proof of that testing in our own life. And when we choose tested words, we talk to people about the reality of Jesus because he's alive and he's real in our life. And our words need to reflect that. It was funny. A month ago, about now, give or take, I was out to Iowa cleaning up, helping to do disaster relief and some huge storm damage that came through there. And while I was there, the group I was with, Hurricane Laura went through Louisiana. And I was telling the group and the group leader, I says, I'm glad I came to Iowa because I'd hate to think that, feel that I really needed to help the people there because, you know, snakes and alligators, and I just don't want any part of that. You know, sometimes we say things like that. We look at our personality. We'll look at the things that we like, the things that we don't like, the things that we fear, and we kind of limit what we're willing or at least eager to do. Then a few weeks later, I find myself in Louisiana. Didn't see a single snake nor a single alligator. But it was kind of funny that in this group in Louisiana, God put with me a group of people that came in from out of state, that one of the group members happened to be a person that, they would hunt snakes, rattlesnakes in particular. And it was just humorous to say, God say, I've got you covered. You may be fearful of them, but here, I'll put a person beside you that knows how to handle them and keep themselves and others safe. You see, God walks with us, doesn't always remove our fears, doesn't always remove our hesitations, but he's always there. And he always prepares the way. As we spend time praying today, I would encourage you to think about how believable your words are. Think about your reputation, the people around you. Are they likely to believe what you say just because you say it? Or do they tend to question you more than not? If you find that your words are not taken seriously by people. It could be their issue, but it never hurts to examine how tested your words are, how believable they are, how often you use words which hold up over time compared to how often you use words which do not hold up. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. You've given us your word, which has not only stood the test of time, but is the measure of what tested words look like, of what they sound like. So, Father, help us to consistently go to your word to find the reality of what we ought to speak, to look beyond them. Content as simple theory and stories, but see the people, see the interaction, see the truth, find the application. Father, as we speak with others, may your word be alive. May our life reflect and tell, and our words share the stories of how you have been with us through whatever our life has been. Father, today as we pray, I think about the news, the information that we are flooded with. And so many times we are uncertain whether it ought to be believed or not. And Father, help us to be certain of the things that we share, the things that we speak. May the words that we post on social media be tested words. Words that we are confident of the truth that they contain because we've investigated, we've researched, we have done due diligence. Father, as we interact with people, may the things they hear about you, may the things they hear about our relationship with Jesus ring true in their ears because they've seen it lived out in our life. Father, may we be real. God, I continue to pray for the children in our homes, in our churches, in our communities. I pray that they would know the value of truth, of words which have been tested. That they would hear the Bible stories and they would be able to see and hear from us how we have learned from them, how God has done those types of things in our life. Father, as our children test our words, may we continually grow in faithfulness and in keeping our word so that they would believe us because our words have been true and tested. Father, today I continue to pray for those that are struggling. May they recognize the tested words of your word that continually helps and provides comfort and peace. May they not simply be empty words, but may they be words that have been put into practice by those that surround them. Father, may our life reflect our relationship with Jesus. May our words speak volumes about His presence with us in all circumstances. Father, as we go about life today, may our words find a home in the heart of someone else. A heart that has tested our words and found them to be true and good. And may those words be such that Jesus is lifted up in all of them, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.